As we begin our advanced Hebrew class today, we are on page 38, which continues the study of Leviticus 19, verses 11 through 18, with a continuation of verse 14. Before we read the verses on page 38, let's look at page 39 at the new vocabulary. The first word we have in the new vocabulary in the upper right-hand corner is avel. Everybody say avel. Avel means injustice. Avel, injustice. The second word is dal. Dal means poor. Third word, we have tedar. Tedar means defer. The last word in the right-hand column is amitecha. Amitecha, which is defined in the vocabulary as your fellow, but see, it comes from the word am, which is people, so it's one of your people or your fellow. Left-hand column, we have bezedek. But Zedek is with righteousness. Zedek, righteousness with righteousness. Uh-oh. The next word, I have a letter that's crossed out. Do you have...
Yeah, we do.
You do too. Okay, so you have Rachel.
Yes, Rachel.
Rachel, slanderer. The next word is tisna.
Tisna.
Tisna, you hate. But the word hate in the Bible doesn't have the same connotation it does to us today. To hate is to value something less than something else. So not to prefer it, but to devalue it. And then the last word is hocheach. Tochiach. Mm-hmm.
Tochiach.
Right. Hocheach, tochiach is an infinitive of emphasis phrase with you certainly rebuke. You certainly rebuke. As we come to the verb analysis, the first word is vayareta.
Vayareta.
Which is a pa'al verb, meaning simple action, from yara, which is fear. It's reversing vav perfect, so it's what? You will fear. You will fear. Mm-hmm. Reversing vav perfect gives it an imperfect meaning, so, and you will fear. The next verb, ta'asu, is imperfect from the verb asa, and it's simply... Y'all will do or make, right?
Yes.
Third one, tisaw.
Tisaw.
Is a pa'al verb, again, simple action from nasaw, which is lift or carry. It's imperfect, so you will lift or you will carry. Right?
Yes.
The third one, tedar.
Tedar.
It's from the verb hadar, which is a root that we haven't had before, but it is pa'al, and it's from the verb meaning swell or honor, and it's imperfect. So, what is it?
You will honor.
You will honor, or in this case, defer. That's the new vocabulary we had up front. To honor, defer. To defer to someone is to put them first, right? So that's where they get defer. The next one, tishpot, is simply imperfect for judge, so you will judge. Correct?
Yes.
The next one, telech, is simply imperfect from halak, so you will walk or you will go. Next one, ta'amod, is imperfect from amad, so you will stand. Tisna is imperfect from a verb we have not had before. It's a all verb, simple action. Sana is to hate, so you will hate. Next to last, hokeach, hokeach is from yacha, but it's he feel, and this is the infinitive of emphasis. You know that because it precedes another form of the same verb of tochiach. And again, hocheach, tochiach is an infinitive phrase of emphasis, meaning you will surely rebuke. Right? Yeah. Then we have our grammatical notes. Nasa, lift or carry, and hadar, swell or honor, can convey negative associations. To carry someone in a bad sense is to show partiality. To honor someone excessively is to defer to that person. So they're saying these are kind of idiomatic uses of these verbs. Next grammatical note from chapter 19, verse 16 says, the meaning of stand by the blood of your neighbor is unclear. It might mean to benefit from someone's death or to call for the death of a person. So we'll see how it's used when we get back to the verses. The last grammatical note from chapter 19, verse 17 says, recall that the infinitive of emphasis frequently is used with other forms of the same verb, and as it is here. So let's go back to page 38 and read the Hebrew together. So echo me, please. Vayareta.
Vayareta.
Me Elohecha.
Me Elohecha.
Ani.
Adonai.
So what, Daniel, is Vayareta me Elohecha ani Adonai?
And you will fear.
And you will fear.
From your God.
From your God.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. Why does he add, I am the Lord?
Just to kind of let them know who's talking and who's the one that's... the boss.
Right, to let them know who's talking, who's the boss, that this is the source of the commandment. So up in the New Testament, it keeps saying the law of Moses, and commentators will say, well, that didn't come from God, that was just from Moses. This is to let us know, no, it comes from God. And he's serious. Verse 15, together in Hebrew, lo.
Lo.
Ta'asu.
Ta'asu.
Avel. Bamishpot, I'm sorry, Bamishpat.
Bamishpat.
Lo.
Lo.
Tisa.
Tisa.
Fene.
Fene.
It's actually Fene.
Fene.
Dal.
Dal.
Velo.
Velo.
Tedar.
Tedar.
Pane.
Pane.
Gadol. Bezedek.
Bezedek.
Tishpot.
Tishpot.
Amitecha.
Amitecha.
So, Candy, what is lo ta'asu avel?
You will not do injustice.
You will not do injustice. Bamishpat.
In the judgment.
In the judgment. So what does that mean? Do not do injustice in the judgment.
Judge fairly.
Yes, it means judge fairly and honestly. Daniel, lo tisa fene dal. What is that?
I do not lift the face of the poor.
Do not lift the faces of the poor or the face of the poor. Why doesn't the pene have a dagesh? It normally would be pene. Why is it fene?
Oh, pene. It comes after a vowel sound.
Because it comes after a vowel sound. That's exactly right. That's why it doesn't get its normal hardened. So what does it mean? Do not lift or carry the face of the poor.
Don't show partiality.
Don't show partiality. Just because somebody's poor doesn't mean they're right. That's right. Let's go on. let's see, candy. Velo tedar panay gadol.
And do not defer the face of the great.
And do not defer the face of the great, meaning don't honor them so much that what? That you give them judgment just because of who they are. So put it together. If you don't give judgment to the poor just because he's poor, or the great just because he's great, who do you give judgment to?
You're supposed to give fair justice to everybody.
That's right. Whoever is right should get the decision. That's exactly what the Lord's trying to say, is judge fairly. Let's carry on. Whosever turn it is, Bezedek.
In righteousness.
Tishpot amitecha.
You will judge one of your people.
Yeah, you will judge your fellow or one of your people. So the point is, it doesn't matter who they are, judge fairly and in righteousness. Verse 16.
Lo.
Teleich. Rachil.
Rachil.
Ba'amecha.
Ba'amecha.
Lo.
Lo.
Ta'amod.
Ta'amod.
All.
Dam.
Re'echa.
Re'echa.
Ani.
Adonai.
So Daniel, lo teilech.
Do not go.
Do not go, or do not walk. Rachil.
A slanderer.
A slander. Ba'amecha.
With your people.
With your people or in your people. So what's that trying to tell us, Daniel?
Don't slander your people.
Don't slander your people. What's that mean? What is to slander?
Like to cut down.
Like to cut down? Uh-huh. That's right. Don't backstab people. Don't lie about them. Don't talk about them badly. So, Candy, what's lo ta'amod al dam re'echa?
Do not stand upon
the blood of your friend. Can also be your neighbor, but your friend is a good translation. What is that trying to tell upon us? What is it trying to tell us here? This one's a little tougher.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If someone has committed murder in the community, what obligation do you have?
You have to tell who did it.
You have to tell who did it. You have to go report it. You can't stand by and just do nothing. You can't just stand upon the blood and say, well, I don't care. You're required to go. What if somebody is killed in a community and nobody comes forward to say what happened? There's a whole host of things that the people have to do. They have to measure between cities to see who's the closest city, and then that city has to go down to a creek and they have to slay an animal by the creek and all to try and remove the sin from the village and from the town. So it's a very serious thing. So if you know of a homicide, you have to report it. And then why does he add Ani Adonai?
You better do what I tell you.
Yeah, you better do what I tell you. He adds this over and over again in these commandments to remind us that this is coming from the Lord. He means what he says, and he says what he means. So verse 17, Hebrew everybody, lo.
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 Tisna.
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 Et.
Et.
Achicha.
Achicha.
Bilvavecha. Hocheach.
Hocheach.
Tochiach.
Tochiach.
Et.
Et.
Amitecha.
Amitecha.
So what does it mean? Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha.
Do not hate
Do not hate your brother
in your heart.
In your heart. What's that mean? Do not hate your brother in your heart.
Don't be two-faced.
Don't be two-faced. That's right.
Don't be jealous.
Don't be jealous.
Don't be jealous. All those things. Right. Uh-huh. And then the last part of it says, Hocheach Tochiach, which is what?
You will certainly rebuke.
You will certainly rebuke et amitecha.
Your fellow
or one of your people. That is, if they deserve to be rebuked, you don't stand by and say nothing. Turn the page. As we finish this section of Leviticus 19, verses 11 to 18, we have some new vocabulary. So look at page 41. We have chait. What is chait? It is sin. Tikom. You take vengeance. And the last word, titor.
Titor.
Is you keep or you maintain. Let's look at the verb analysis. We have four verbs. Tisaw. You will lift or you will carry. We know that verb. Tikom. You will avenge. Third one, titor.
Titor.
You will keep or maintain. It's a drop letter, as is tikom, as is tisaw. All three of those begin with a nun. And what do you know about a nun verb in Hebrew? In the pa'al, it's drop letter in the imperfect. So the fact that none of them have a nun, you know they're all imperfect. To lift or carry in the imperfect is you lift or you will carry. Tikom, you will avenge. And titor, you will keep or maintain. The last one is ve'ahavta. We all know that one. Ve'ahavta, and you will love. Grammatical notes. Verse 18. Nator is used several times in the Hebrew Bible with the direct object off, which is off his nose or anger, and it means maintain anger. So it says, we supplied off from context for this verse. That is, it wasn't in the original. They put it in. It says, Leviticus 19:11-18 is part of a passage called the Holiness Code, which combines cultic and ethical obligations. These instructions reach a climax with the command to love your neighbor as yourself. To love here means to prefer them over yourself. Okay. The New Testament quotes this passage in Mark 12:11. The Hebrew title of Leviticus is Vayikra, and he called. It is the first word in the book and is not a descriptive title. It's simply the first word of the book. Many ancient texts bear this type of title called an incipit, which is Latin for it begins, including several books of the Hebrew Bible. That's true. Over to page 40. Let's finish verse 17. Follow.
Follow.
Tisaw.
Tisaw.
Alav.
Alav.
Chait. What does that mean in English?
And you will not lift.
And you will not lift.
Or carry.
Upon him or over him.
Sin.
Right. So, and as they translate it below, but you are not to bear sin because of him, is a little less literal translation, but it gets the point across. So put it with the last part on page 38, and it says, you will certainly rebuke your fellow and not bear sin over him or because of him. Meaning what? What if you see sin and you be quiet, you don't say anything?
You're just as accountable as that person.
Then you become just as accountable as that person. What does it say in the book of Romans? Do not take pleasure in the unrighteousness of others. We're to rebuke, reprove, correct, and instruct. And that's what this verse is trying to tell us. Verse 18 in Hebrew, tikom. Below.
Below.
Titor.
Titor.
Et.
Et.
Benay.
Benay.
Amecha.
Amecha.
Ve'ahavta.
Ve'ahavta.
Lareacha.
Lareacha.
Kamocha.
Kamocha.
Ani.
Adonai.
Adonai. And that sounds a lot like Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, right? Right after the Shema is, and you will love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like that. So let's translate verse 18. Lo tikom.
Do not avenge.
Do not avenge. Do not take vengeance. What's that mean?
Well, the Lord said, vengeance is mine. So.
That's exactly right. The Lord said, vengeance is mine. So what are we to do when somebody offends us?
Well, we don't take vengeance into our own hands.
We don't take vengeance in our own hands. We forgive as we want to be forgiven. So it goes on to say, velo titor, and then the off is implied.
And do not maintain anger.
And do not maintain anger, Candy. Et b'nei amecha.
With is implied too.
The et is the with. Et can be translated as with. Mm-hmm.
With the children of your people.
With the children of your people. So, is it okay to be angry with and take vengeance upon an enemy nation? Yes. But you're not to take vengeance upon and maintain anger with the children of your people. So, people misunderstand the scriptures sometimes, and God says, go kill all the Amalekites, and people are going, no, 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 you're not supposed to hurt, you're supposed to forgive and turn the other cheek. Not to the enemy nation, it's to your fellows, those that are with you in your nation. Ve'ahavta.
And you will love.
And you will love. L'reacha.
For your friends.
Your neighbor or your friend, kamocha,
as yourself,
as yourself. Ani Adonai,
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. What does it really mean? Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and you will love your neighbor as yourself. Means what?
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Treat others the way you want to be treated. Yes. If you're hungry, you want to eat. What if you see your neighbor hungry? You should want to feed them. What if they're naked? You want to clothe them. If they're homeless, you want to shelter them. That's it. Let us turn the page. And we begin a new section, Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. We'll start with the new vocabulary on page 43, the upper right. Ha-edah.
Ha-edah.
Ha'edah, they translate here as the congregation. Next word is zin, which translates as zin. It's a place, it's a location. Then we have harishon.
Harishon.
The first, but it's not going to have anything to do with the first pig in this case. Bekadesh. Is in or at Kadesh, which again is a place in Israel and in the wilderness. Then we have Miriam, which is Miriam, which is the sister of whom?
Moses
and Aaron, right? Vatikaver. And she was buried. Why do you bury somebody?
Because they're dead.
At the bottom of the list of vocabulary, we have kahal.
Kahal.
Kahal literally means an assembly. in one of the books that Solomon wrote, he calls himself Kohelet, which our English Bibles translates as the preacher, but it just means the leader of the assembly. Mm-hmm. The upper left-hand column, it says La Edah.
La Edah.
Well, if Ha Edah is the congregation, La Edah is for the congregation. Next word, Vayikahalu.
Vayikahalu,
so they assembled. It's actually and they assembled. It's not so, it's and they assembled. I'm just going to take a pencil and change my book. Next one is Vayarev. Vayarev.
Vayarev.
Vayarev. And quarreled. And quarreled. Velo.
Velo.
Here is an idiom. It means if only. If only. Velo. Oh, I see where they're going. Gavanu.
Gavanu.
We died. And Bigva.
Bigva.
Is a participle with a preposition on it. When died. Yep, that would be right. So let's look at the verb analysis chart. Vayavo'u. We know that verb. What does it mean?
And they came.
And they came. Vayeshev. We know that word. What is it?
And he sat.
And he sat. Or dwelt. Or resided. Right. Vatamat.
Vatamat.
Ooh, what is that? Be careful. That one's feminine.
And she died.
And she died. Vatikaver. What's that?
Vatikaver.
And she
was buried.
Was buried. Haya.
Haya.
We know what that is. He was. Vayikahalu.
Vayikahalu.
And they assembled. You see the word kahal in there? Kahal's an assembly. And they assembled. Vayarev.
Vayarev.
What's that?
And he quarreled.
And he quarreled. What's it mean to quarrel?
Fuss, argue,
yeah, all those words. Next one we know, Vayomru. And he said, right? No.
And they said.
And they said. I know it's they and not he. It starts with a yod.
Because
it's got the oo at the end, and that makes it plural. And they said. Right. Lemor. That's an infinitive, which means to say, but that's not the way it gets translated in the Bible. How does it get translated in the Bible? Saying, which indicates what? A quote. Mm-hmm. Next verb we have, gavanu.
Gavanu.
What is gavanu?
We died.
We died, or perished. Perish means to die, same thing. Then we have bigva.
Bigva.
Which is the infinitive of emphasis. Which is where you get surely died. And then finally we have a he feel verb. What does he feel? It's causative.
Causative.
Heve tam.
Heve tam.
Which is what?
Y'all brought.
Y'all brought. That's exactly right. You masculine plural brought. Under that, we have the grammatical notes, which says a shorter version of this story appears in Exodus 17:1-7. The two accounts differ, so you may want to compare them. Chapter 20, verse 1, grammatical note says, this Kadesh is a wilderness in southern Israel, unlike the Kadesh of Psalm 29:8 on page 132. And in Exodus 17, it says, the wilderness of Zin is spelled Seen, and I have to disagree with them. There are two wildernesses. One is Seen and the other Zin. But,
so does that mean those are two different accounts?
All I can tell you for sure is I haven't checked and compared these two, but there are two different places. And it's possible that one of the copyists miscopied something.
Well, isn't the one in Exodus 17 the one where Moses spoke to the rock?
Didn't I just say I haven't just recently compared them, so I don't want to compare and contrast. Let's go back to page 42.
When I read it, I was like,
Numbers chapter 20, verse 1 in Hebrew. Vayavo'u. Vene Yisrael. Notice it's Vene Yisrael. Kol. Ha'edah. Midbar. Zin. Bachodesh. Harishon. Vayeshev. Ha'am. Bakadesh. Vatamat. Sham. Miriam. Vatikaver. Sham. Daniel. Vayavo'u b'nei Yisrael.
And the children of Israel came.
And the children of Israel came. Why isn't it b'nei Yisrael? Why is it v'nei?
Because it comes after a vowel sound.
Kol ha'edah.
All of the congregation.
All of the congregation. What does all of the congregation mean?
Like everybody.
Everybody. So this makes sure we understand that it includes the mixed multitude, right? Some people might look at the children of Israel and say, well, that's just the Jewish people, but it's not. It's all of the congregation. Candy, Midbar Zin.
The wilderness of Zin.
The wilderness of Zin. Bachodesh Harishon.
In the first month.
In the first month. Vayeshev Ha'am. And the people resided or settled. Bakadesh.
In Kadesh.
In Kadesh, Daniel. Vatamat Sham Miriam.
And Miriam died there.
And Miriam died there. Vatikaver Sham.
And she was buried there.
And she was buried there. Why do you think they mentioned that?
Well, I know it's after the account where Miriam and Aaron kind of complained against Moses.
You know it's after the account when Miriam and Aaron complained against Moses and God struck her with leprosy. You know that because she was still alive then. But why do they tell us that Miriam was buried there? When the children of Israel left Egypt, they took a body with them. Which body?
They took Joseph's bones.
They took Joseph's bones to bury him where?
In the promised land.
In the promised land. So they want us to know they're not taking all those who die along the way to the promised land. Just there's some exceptions like Joseph that they're taking. But Miriam, when she passes away, they bury her there along the way. Aaron will also pass away. And where does he get buried? Do you know?
Mount Hor.
It's on a mountain that overlooks Petra, where the children of Israel are going to flee in the tribulation period. Isn't that something? Verse 2 in Hebrew. Velo.
Velo.
Hayah.
Hayah.
Mayim.
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 La'eda.
La'eda.
Vatikahalu.
Vayikahalu.
All.
Moshe.
Va'al.
Va'al.
Aharon.
Aharon.
What is that? V'lo hayam mayim.
And there was not water.
And there was not water. La eda.
For the congregation.
For the congregation. Vayikahalu.
And they assembled.
And they assembled. Look at the use of that word. And they assembled all Moshe.
About Moses.
Or in this case, it's against Moses. Va'al Aharon.
And against Aaron.
And against Aaron. All is one of those short words. It's on, about, upon, over. There's lots of different meanings, and one of them that they don't give us in the old book is against. So what does it mean, and they assembled against Moses and against Aaron?
They were griping and complaining to them.
They're griping and complaining as a unit. It's us against you, which begins to be a very uncomfortable situation if you're Moses and Aaron, right? The people are joining together to complain as one. Verse 3.
Moses and Aaron know what's going to happen to them too.
Yeah, Moses and Aaron know what's going to happen if they don't intervene with God on behalf of the people. So verse 3. Vayarev.
Vayarev.
Ha'am.
Ha'am.
Im.
Im.
Moshe.
Moshe.
Vayomru. Lamor.
Lamor.
Valo.
Valu.
Valu. What's the difference between Valu and Valo?
Where the dogish is.
Okay. All right, fair enough. We'll go on. Gavanu. Bigva. I know, I ask a stupid question. I should get a funny answer. Achenu. Lifne. Adonai. What is Vayarev Ha'am?
The people quarreled.
And the people quarreled. Im Moshe.
With Moses.
With Moses. So who are they blaming?
Moses.
They're blaming Moses. When they speak against Moses, who are they really speaking against?
They're speaking against the Lord.
Against the Lord. Candy, Vayomru.
And they said.
And they said, Lamor.
Saying,
what does that mean? What follows?
It's a quote.
Yes, yeah, the people's real words. It's a quote. Valu.
If only.
If only. Gavanu Bigva.
Our brothers died.
Okay, you added the Achenu. Why would you add Achenu?
Well, because if not, it just says when died.
Yes, because otherwise it just says when died, and then I would have asked who, and then you would have said you knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So if only we had died when our brothers died. Lifnei Adonai. Before the Lord. What does before the Lord mean?
In front of him.
In front of him. Okay.
He killed them.
Yeah, because he killed them. Why?
Well, because they were the ones, the 12 spies came back and said, there's been all kinds of plagues too. So there were several different instances.
Whenever the people complain against the Lord, right? So here they are complaining against the Lord, reminding Moses that every time we do this, we get slain. And they do it anyway. Doesn't make much sense to me. How about to you?
Not a whole lot.
So, verse 4, Hebrew, Valama.
Valama?
Valama.
Havetim.
Et.
Kahal.
Kahal.
Adonai.
Adonai.
What's Valama?
And why?
And why? Havetim.
Did y'all pray?
That's right. It's y'all. So who are they talking about? Why did you bring? It's not just singular, it's plural.
Is it talking about just Moses and Aaron?
Yes. They assembled against Moses and Aaron. So it's in English, it doesn't convey the fact that they're blaming Aaron as well as Moses, but they are. Et Kahal Adonai. Yep. Why did you all bring the assembly of the Lord? Turn a page. New vocabulary on page 45. Uvideinu.
Uvireinu.
Uvireinu. What's the difference?
One's a dalit, one's a reish.
One's a dalit, one's a reish. I want you to tell me more. What is Adah? Remember, we just learned the word Adah.
Oh, it's a congregation.
Congregation, meaning the people. What is Uv Irenu and our cattle?
Cattle.
So there's a big difference between the people and the cattle. So he's not just blaming them for the death of the people, but our animals too. And then Ut-Ena.
Ut-Ena.
Ut-Ena. And fig tree. And then Vegefen.
Vegefen.
Geffen is a vine. It's also a record company, but not in those days. Varimon.
Varimon.
Ramon is a pomegranate. Also in modern Hebrew, Yad Rimon, a hand pomegranate, is what you call a hand grenade in Israel. Because a pomegranate is so full of seeds and a grenade shatters into multiple pieces, shrapnel. Then we have Mipnei.
Mipnei
is from, literally from the face of, right? Then Hakahal. The assembly. It's not new vocabulary. We had that on the last page. Verb analysis. Lamut.
Lamut.
Is an infinitive. To die. Then we have a he feel verb causative. He'ali nu nu. He'ali tu nu. Let me put my dentures back in. He'ali tu nu. It's too new. What's that mean? Just tell me what it means. The new at the end is us.
You brought us.
You brought us up. Right. You brought us up. Mm-hmm. Lahavi.
Lahavi.
Is to bring. That's the infinitive for the hefiel version of come. It's to bring. Lishtot is the infinitive to drink. That one we know. We've had that before. Vayavo.
Vayavo.
And he came. Vayipalu.
Vayipalu.
It's from Nafal, which is a drop letter imperfect. So this is reversing Vav imperfect and... They fell. How do you know it's they and not he? Because of the ooh at the end. Right. Last one. Vayera.
Vayera.
This one is Nephal. What's Nephal?
Reflexive. No. Yeah, it's like you were something.
Uh-huh. So passive tense.
Passive.
Yep, reversing Vav imperfect.
Reversing
So is what?
And
he appeared. Uh-huh. That's interesting to think about. Grammatical notes. But ear is a term for cattle, meaning generally a beast of burden. It's not the word for a bull or a cow. What's a bull?
Par.
Par. And a cow?
Para.
Para. Correct. So this is a general term for a beast of burden. So it's not literally just talking about cows. It means our animal things. In verse 5, zera literally means seed. It says, but in this verse, it's a collective term for grain that is sown. Okay, zera means seed, can be a type of grain that's sown. It says, fig tree, vine, and pomegranate are also collective plurals, which means they're singular, but they give it a plural meaning. And it's part of an idealized memory of Egypt. What do they mean, an idealized?
It really wasn't like that.
It really wasn't like that. They've forgotten that they were screaming and crying for deliverance, and they're looking back going, oh, it was so nice there. It really wasn't. In verse 26, the expression to fall on one's face is a common phrase in ancient Middle Eastern writing, especially as part of a letter's greeting. It means gave honor to, really. So page 44, let's continue verse 4. It carries over as El.
El.
Hamid Bar.
Hamid Bar.
Hazeh.
Hazeh.
Lamut.
Lamut.
Sham.
Sham.
Anachnu.
Anachnu.
Uv-Irenu. Now we can see what it's all talking about. What is El Hamid Bar Hazeh?
To this desert.
To this desert. Candy, Lamut Sham.
To die there.
To die there. Daniel, Anachnu Uv Irenu.
We and our cattle.
We and our cattle. So literally they're saying the people and all the living creatures we brought with us out of Egypt, right?
Yep.
Verse 5, Hebrew, Valama.
Valama.
He'alitunu.
He'alitunu.
Mimisraim.
Mimisraim.
Lahavi.
Lahavi.
Otanu.
Otanu.
El.
El.
Hamakom.
Hamakom.
Hara.
Hara.
Hazeh.
Hazeh.
Low.
Low.
Makom.
Makom.
Zera.
Zera.
Ut-Ena.
Ut-Ena.
Vagefen.
Vagefen.
Varimon.
Varimon.
Umayim.
Umayim.
Ain.
Ain.
Lishtot.
Lishtot.
English, Valama. And why? E'elitunu.
Did you bring us up?
Mimithraim.
From Egypt.
From Egypt. Daniel. Lahavi.
To bring.
To bring. Otanu.
Us.
El hamakom hara hazeh. To this evil place. Lo makom zera.
There is not in this place seed.
So it is not a place of seed. Pick up candy. Ut ena.
And fig tree.
Vagefen.
And vine.
And vine. Varimon.
And pomegranate.
Daniel, umayim ein lishtot.
And there is not water to drink.
And there is not water to drink. Now here's the question I want to ask. We had a long list. Zera, ut ena, vegefen, varimon. Why wasn't it or in between each of those? Why is it and? They were promised a land of milk and honey, right? What does the land of milk and honey mean? A land that's good for agriculture. And they're in a desert where there's no water, and therefore it's not a good place for agriculture. So they're saying, all these things we anticipated to be in the land, there's none of them here. So why did you bring us here? So answer the question, why did God have Moses and Aaron bring them there into the wilderness?
He brought them there because it was promised back in Genesis 15 that they would come out and go back to that land.
It was promised that they would come out and go back to that land, but they're not in the land of Israel. They're in the wilderness.
Well, they're being tested because of their disobedience.
Ah, because they wanted to spy it out first and came back with a bad report and said, we're not going. So why aren't they in the promised land? It's their doing, not God's. Right?
Right.
But the people kind of forget that, hey, this was our doing.
And God told them they'd wander for 40 years until they were all dead.
Yep, God told them they'd wander for 40 years until all the adults had died off except for who?
Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb, because they what? They were the two spies that came back with a good report and said, let's go get it. Yep. Excellent job. Verse 6, Hebrew, Vayavo.
Vayavo.
Moshe.
Moshe.
Va'aharon.
Va'aharon.
Mipane. Hakahal.
Hakahal.
El.
El.
Petach.
Petach.
Ohel.
Ohel.
Moed. Vayipalu.
Vayipalu.
All.
All.
Panehem.
Panehem.
Vayera.
Vayera.
Kavod.
Kavod.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Alehem.
Alehem.
In English, please. Vayavo Moshe Aharon.
And
Moses came and Aaron. Why do you translate it that way? You're correct, but why?
Because
why not and Moses and Aaron came?
Because it doesn't say Vayavo.
Right.
It doesn't say they came.
Vayavo is singular. So you're correct. And Moses came and Aaron. Excellent. Daniel, Mipane Hakahal.
From the face of the assembly.
From the face of the assembly. What does that mean?
That they went away from the crowd.
Yeah, they came away from the face of the crowd. Going where, do you think? Let's read.
Speak the Lord.
Yep. El Petach Ohel Moed.
To the opening of the tent of meeting.
To the opening of the tent of meeting. What is the tent of meeting? What's that refer to?
That's the tabernacle out of the
The tabernacle out in the wilderness. So they're running from the face of the people to the face of the Lord to intervene on their behalf. Candy, Vayipalu, all panehem.
And they fell upon their faces.
Vayera, kavod Adonai, alehem.
And the glory of the Lord appeared to them.
And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Correct. Very good. Turn a page. I got to know what happens next. Page 47. Hamateh means the staff. What else does Hamateh mean?
The tribe.
The tribe. It's the same word. So when God chooses the rod of Aaron, he chooses the tribe of Aaron. Vehakahel. I put in too many cuz. Vahach hail.
Vahach hail.
And assemble. From kahal, assembly. Mm-hmm. Ha-edah.
Ha-edah.
The congregation. Ha-selah.
Ha-selah.
Selah, the rock. Selah is rock. That's not the Selah in the Psalms, which means pause. It's spelled differently. Selah is rock, one of the terms. Bahishkita.
Bahishkita.
And you will drink. That's not our normal word for drink. How does this one differ? This one means to give drink. Mm-hmm. To give drink. So it's where you give someone else something to drink. And then Ba'iram is their cattle, their living stuff they brought out of Egypt. Verb analysis, Vaidaber.
Vaidaber.
Is not Pa'al, it's P-A-L, strong emotion. And he spoke. Is he happy? No, I think not. Lamor?
Lamor.
The infinitive to say, which gets translated saying, which indicates what follows is a quote. Third one is a command. Kach, take. Mm-hmm. Vahak hail is the he feel version of the verb kahal, which is to call an assembly or cause them to assemble. He feel causative. Vadibartim.
Vadibartim.
Is P-A-L because debar is only in a P-A-L. It's not a pa'al verb. It's reversing vav and speak. Is that singular?
No, it's y'all.
Plural. Y'all speak. Right. Venatan is simply what?
And he will give.
He will give. Mm-hmm. How do you know it's imperfect? Because it's reversing vav with a perfect tense, which makes it imperfect. You are correct. Next one. Vahotzeta. Which is he feel causative, so cause them to come out or bring them out. Vahishkita.
Vahishkita.
Is he feel causative, to cause them to drink or give them drink. Vayikach.
Vayikach.
And he took. And zivahu.
Zivahu.
Is from the verb to command. It's a P-A-L form. It's in the perfect tense. So what does it mean? And he commanded
him.
Correct. And he commanded him. Grammatical notes. Matea can signify a staff or tribe. It's in the tribes of Israel. And derives from the root nata, which is to stretch out. A staff is something you stretch out, and a tribe is ruled by a chief who carries a staff. Okay, that's interesting why they use the same word. In verse 8, Selah, or Selah, is a rock or crag. According to Exodus 17, the water comes from Tzur, which is just another word for rock. There are two different words for rock. In verse 9, says some translations read, as he was commanded. This is called an impersonal construction. And it's explained on page 101. So let's go back to the text on page 46. Verse 7 says, Vaidaber.
Vaidaber.
Adonai.
Adonai.
El.
El.
Moshe.
Moshe.
Lamor.
Lamor.
So Moses and Aaron ran up to the tabernacle of meetings entrance, and it says in verse 7, Vaidaber Adonai. Go ahead, what's that mean?
Lord spoke.
And the Lord spoke. Candy, El Moshe.
To Moses.
To Moses. Daniel, Lamor.
Saying.
Verse 8, Hebrew, Kach.
Kach.
Et.
Et.
Hamateh.
Hamateh.
Vahach Hail.
Vahach Hail.
Et.
Et.
Ha-Edah.
Ha-Edah.
Atah. Ve Aharon.
Ve Aharon.
Achicha.
Achicha.
Vadibartim.
Vadibartim.
El.
El.
Hasela.
Hasela.
La'enehem.
La'enehem.
Venatan.
Venatan.
Meimav.
Meimav.
Vahotzeta.
Vahotzeta.
Lahem.
Lahem.
Mayim.
Mayim.
Mean.
Mean.
Hasela.
Hasela.
Vahishkita.
Vahishkita.
Et.
Et.
Ha'eda.
Ha'eda.
Va'et.
Va'et.
Va'iram.
Va'iram.
Candy. Kach. Et hamateh.
Take the staff.
Take the staff, Daniel. Vahak hail et ha'edah.
And assemble. The congregation.
Candy. Ata the aharon achicha.
You and Aaron your brother.
Daniel, Vadibartim.
And y'all speak.
So who's y'all all?
That's Aaron and Moses.
Aaron and Moses together, right. El Hasela.
To the rock.
La'enehem.
For their eyes.
Meaning what? So that the people can see what happens. What's another name for Selah in the Bible? Petra.
Yeah, Petra.
Petra, mm-hmm. Venatan, Candy.
And it gave.
Uh-uh.
And it will give.
And it will give, uh-huh, Meimav.
It's water.
What will give its water? The rock. Mm-hmm. Vahotzeta lahem.
And it will go forth.
And bring out for them. Mayim mean hasela.
Water from the rock.
Daniel. Vahishkita.
You will give drink.
And you will give drink et ha'eda.
To the assembly?
The congregation.
For the congregation.
Uh-huh. The two is implied. Va'et ba'iram.
And their cattle.
Correct. Hebrew. Va'yikach. Moshe.
Et.
Hamateh.
Milifnei.
Mm-hmm. Adonai. Ka'asher. Zivahu. So what is this? Vayikach Moshe. And Moses took et hamateh,
the staff.
Daniel, mil leaf ne.
From before.
Uh-huh. Adonai.
From before the face of the Lord.
Uh-huh. From before the face of the Lord. Why is there a dagesh in that lamed? It makes it sound twice. Yes, yeah, it's the first letter of the word, and it doubles it, so the syllables become meal, leaf, nay. Uh-huh. Ka'asher, remember that's an idiom.
When?
Zivahu.
He commanded him.
Okay, so he commanded him. Who's the he and who's the him?
He, the one that commanded was the Lord, and the other him is Moses.
The one that commanded was the Lord, the other him is Moses. That's absolutely correct. So we will end here, having finished verse 9. We will pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 48 in Numbers chapter 20, verse 10.